Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, John, we had this question about sports parents and sports kids.
Yeah. So there's an article recently written about the angst that some of the TV executives are having because broadcast rights continue to skyrocket in terms of what is costing to, whether it's the college football playoffs, it's, you know, the ESPN with the SEC, and I'm just talking about college sports, but then you start talking about the NFL and how much it costs to broadcast NFL games. That's really that's the golden egg.
Yeah.
Is the NFL games, but it's also, and we've seen how much struggle hockey and the regional broadcast partners have had in trying to come up with enough money to be able to broadcast those games. And then obviously, you know, we're talking about the NBA. They are seeing a future that is stark at best because kids are not watching sports like mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, the generations that have led to what we see now in terms of the skyrocketing broadcast fees.
Yeah, these executives are making billion-dollar deals. They need people to watch these games, and one of the things they're concerned about is your kids aren't caring. They aren't watching. They aren't paying enough attention. Are they right? Have you seen that in your household, John?
I have, but it's different. And this is where I think TV executives need to make sure that they are changing with the times as well. And I think they somewhat are, but when Jack sits down, and even the girls, because the girls will watch football with me, and they'll watch some basketball because they got a basketball player in the house, but it's rare that they sit down and watch an entire game, or at least are tuned in to an entire game. The way that they are watching is through YouTube, through other apps, where like Jack wants to be able to watch all of the best highlights from the NFL weekend basically in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's a montage of what has happened over the NFL. It's the same thing with hockey. He watches hockey highlights, but he won't sit down and watch the Wings for an entire game. It's baseball. And baseball is a tougher one for kids to sit down and actually watch. And that's one that actually Jack will sit down and watch with me for the entire time. But that's because he loves baseball. And but when you think about the way that they're consuming it, they're not sitting down for 3.5 hours and watching an NFL game or 3 hours, 3.5 hours for a college football game. Some of it is there's more activities for kids now than there have ever been. There's also more distractions. There's video games. And I know video games is not new, but they are spending more time in front of screens that are not broadcasting games.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'd love to hear from parents this morning.
How are your kids taking in sports? Are they taking in sports? Will they sit down and watch a game with you? And if not, how are they consuming their sports?
Because it could be something like you said, highlights, or they're seeing clips on TikTok. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you guys tell us.
The attention span of the average viewer is much less now than it was even 10 years ago, but certainly 20 or 30 years ago.
Well, and I wonder too, just from a local standpoint, like you got hooked on the Tigers when
in
you were
84.
Very young. And
yeah.
I got hooked on the Red Wings in the 90s and early 2000s. Like they capture the imagination of your childhood. If you're 12 years old right now, what was the thing that would have hooked you at some point? Right. Our teams haven't been very good, so I wonder if that plays into it too.
Well, but this isn't just locally. This is across the nation. Now, I know we're obviously talking to mostly our local viewers, and we had this when the Tigers were going on their run at the end of the season. It was moms and dads taking their kids to Comerica and then watching the games because they were finally relevant. The Lions right now, it's expensive to go to a Lions game. And we've talked about the price of the Super Bowl tickets, the price of playoff tickets, the increasing cost of being a season ticket holder. I mean, if you're not going to the games, are your kids even tuned in to what is going on? And are... Not that anybody's going to sit down and say, you're going to watch this game with me because I'm going to make you a sports fan. Being a sports fan has to be organic. It has to be something that you actually choose to do and you get drawn in.
Texter says, kids are stuck on their phones even during live sports. Put the games on the phone apps. You could stream on your phone.
So, yeah, I mean, I do it when I travel. Like this weekend, being down in Bloomington, I've got YouTube TV and I will be streaming games from my iPad while we're on the bus or while we're, you know, going to the airport.
So my boys, they watch, but and the one thing I've noticed is it's the local teams that they care about. Mm-hmm. And if they're not relevant, they didn't care. Like they don't ever ask me to watch a Pistons game.
Well,
Red Wings, there's a lukewarm interest. They want to go to a game. Hockey's great in person.
It is.
Especially, you know, when they but they're infatuated with the Lions.
Sure.
And the Tigers, I mean, I witnessed it myself when I went to that game in Cleveland. That they look like me when I was a kid and went to a great sporting event. So I think the local team, a texter brought this up, but the local teams being so bad does not help us here. But what is different is they don't care that much about if it's not local.
Well, yeah, you're right. They don't have to watch the local teams. Like when we were growing up, it was, for some people, the only option you had. Now you can watch the national games. You can stream it out of market, all this. If you want to watch the stars in the NBA, great. Go ahead and watch Steph Curry. I mean, you have that option.
And the other thing, too, like the NFL, obviously, like anything, it's the most popular with my boys, just like it is around the country. You know, they are a little annoyed. Like one of them said that the NFL is stale right now. Other than the Lions, the NFL is stale. The storylines are all the same. It's Lamar and Josh Allen and getting sick of the Chiefs and Mahomes already. Like quicker than I did when I was younger. I wasn't a kid anymore, but with Brady and the Patriots, you know, that didn't happen.
How could you be 12 years old and think it's stale? You haven't watched enough football for this to be stale.
But this is why I do think a team like the Lions, it draw in some of the younger viewers because of the hook and ladder, because you're throwing it to offensive linemen, because you're doing things outside of the norm and having fun. It's going back to the Chiefs when Eric Bieniemy was the offense coordinator by name, Andy Reid, obviously the one calling the offense, but they're doing the ring around the rosy. They go out there, they run a play, and it scores a touchdown. It's Travis Kelce taking a snap and being the one that operates the offense because Patrick Mahomes still on the field, but he's not in the quarterback position. Like those things are fun for the young viewers to be able to see. But I kind of agree that there's not enough of those.
So we're calling all parents. Are your kids watching sports with you the way you used to watch? Are they more invested in the game, or do you find them, you know, kind of flipping through apps on their phone? TV executives are concerned that kids aren't watching sports.
Getting back to, and I'm sure you've got some text that you want to share, the concerning numbers. And this is what blows me away. And now I know that I'm kind of in the middle of this age group now, but it's the average age of the viewers. And I think there was a texter that Gov mentioned in regards to they need to be on the apps. They need to, you know, the games need to be more of that. And it's the older viewers are resisting that. And that's who the TV execs are currently marketing to because they're the ones that control all the purse strings. But if you want the future of... you know, the future viewers, how are you going to connect with them? And it's YouTube, it's TikTok, it's Netflix, it's Instagram, and all of these different things that are distracting them. The average age of viewers, and this goes to the younger viewer, on Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football, TV executives are extremely excited about the fact that the average viewer is 47.7 years old. And that's young compared to, that's 7 years younger, so 54 years old for the average viewer for NFL games on linear networks, and it's even 15 years younger than those that are broadcast in prime time. With that average age is 62 and a half. Those numbers blow me away.
Yeah, it really puts a perspective on how old the sports viewer is, and it puts a premium on them trying to get younger sports fans to sit in front of a TV and watch a three-hour game, which we've asked you guys as people with kids, parents out there, what have you experienced? On the attention span side of things, you mentioned TikTok. I just showed you what has become a trend on TikTok. It's not enough to watch one thing happening. There are TikToks of, on the left, it's someone like mowing their grass or chopping fruit while someone talks on the other side. Like we can't even watch one 10-second TikTok anymore. Two things have to be going at the same time.
That blows me away.
Split screen. Right?
Yeah. I do that for the NFL games, but right. I could really only focus on one.
But it's no different than doing it on your phone. You guys are making me think, and I might be opening myself up to just criticism that I'm not thinking of, because I just think of this on the fly.
That's what we do.
Like, I actually wonder if the better option is to, it's either on traditional TV, basic cable, or it's on apps on your phone.
Yeah.
Like that it's almost like taking away the smart TV, meaning I don't have to go to a streaming service on my TV if I want to watch a game. I either watch it on traditional TV or cable, basic cable, like I said, like the ESPNs of the world. And then you also have it available on a couple different streaming options. And I actually wonder if they could make more money doing that.
Well,
split it. It's,
what do you mean?
The same broadcast in two different ways. Because we see that sometime on NBC and Peacock. What we'll see that. Sometimes we'll see it in college basketball. You'll see it on CBS or Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
I mean, I've long thought something that would work would be like the Manning cast separately of games, but where it's not kind of like corporate.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where it would
you're
be,
saying tailor the secondary like streaming you broadcast got, like you to guys, the younger
like you guys
audience.
Doing the Lion, like if we could do a Lions cast, like we talk on the station.
We did for the preseason, yeah.
Yeah.
So going back to what Jim talked about, and I think you're right, Gov, like you got to have multiple ways for people to view it, whether it's on linear TV or also being simulcast on an app. Like that's where it has to be. And most of them you can find on your phone. But the two videos going on at once. I can't watch a game and my wife tell me something and pay attention to both. And she'll be very honest with you and say, like, you know, hey, did you just hear what I said? No. So, I mean, I got to be honest as well. No. I can't focus on two things, let alone
repeat it back to me, John. What did I say? Right?
Yeah, no clue. So there's sometimes where I'm doing something here, you're talking, I'm like, I have no idea what this guy is saying.
Well, that might be a different problem. But yeah, I do think this is an issue for sports fans and attention spans and the future of watching sports on TV. Let's get some phone calls. I do have ticket texts, but people have been waiting. Let's get to Michael in Ann Arbor. Michael, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good
morning. Good. Yeah, I'd agree with pretty much everything you guys are saying. I think it's the technology and access to the media as well as the attention spans. You know, if you think back, we would consume it. I would consume media, sports media, through coming home and turning on my game through the one media channel I had, like you said, the TV and then the cable TV. Versus nowadays, we do have, which, you know, even for older people, we have the Red Zone channel. So I'm not flipping through all the games if I'm not watching. You know, I'm either watching the Lions or I'm watching the Red Zone channel.
Same. Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing. and it's just about the media and how we're getting it. Same thing for the Prime Video and the stats you shared there, being the youngest. I think the streaming networks or the apps probably do have a younger viewing audience. So, you know, they can go, instead of watching SportsCenter in the morning for a kid and waiting to see their team's highlight, they can just go on YouTube or TikTok and see that stuff on demand.
Yep.
It's they're going and doing that. And the thing I just worry about is that was what I loved, was waiting and watching and riding that emotional roller coaster of watching the game and waiting for Barry Sanders to pop that big run versus and having the game flow and actually understanding what's happening in the game instead of just seeing action all the time. But it's always action, 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 instead of waiting to be able to cheer for something. So that's kind of the part that's a little sad, and I wonder if we're going to lose that.
Yeah, Michael, it's good perspective. It is. I want to get Bill involved. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I first want to agree with the part about when your wife says something, you're watching the game and you only hear the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of us dudes who could agree with that.
Even when the game's off. Oh, wait a minute. Now, let's get on to the sports stuff. Oh. I was going to say that the I think the big distractions of online betting and fantasy leagues also serves to prevent people from focusing on a single event.
Yep.
Because they're not interested in the single event. They got all these other things going on, all these other distractions. I take people into the big house with my season tickets, and I see them looking at their phone, and they're, you know, gambling, and I'm like, come on, you got this big event going on right in front of you. It kind of ticks you off. But I think there's a lot of distractions, but those two right there, I think the online betting, and I think that the fantasy leagues tend to be big distractions.
Yeah, it's like extra stimulation, but then you're never really focused. You're bouncing around. How's my fantasy team doing? Is my bet looking good? What about the game over here? I'm not even watching it, but I want to monitor it on top of the games you're already watching. I run into some of that. So I can only imagine, like, if you're a younger fan that already doesn't have the attention span. Some ticket texters. This one says, I can't get my 13-year-old boy to watch an entire game with me. He cares about sports. He has alerts set up on his phone for the updates and player stat updates, but he won't watch an entire game. 23-year-old Lions season ticket holder here. So they've had season tickets for 23 years. 14-year-old son doesn't watch sports at all. No interest in watching anything that lasts more than 30 seconds.
It's amazing. It really is. And how do TV executives reach the next generation? That's the big question.
Won't someone think of the TV executives? But no, it is a fundamental question about the way sports are consumed.
Yes. It eventually affect all of us.
Yes. It's tough to get my 9-year-old to sit through more than one quarter of football. No interest in the Pistons. He was interested in the Tigers out of nowhere, Brandon and West Bloomfield. I have 3 children. 2 oldest will watch live football games, nothing other than highlights on TikTok or YouTube. Youngest will sit and watch college and pro with me, but that's about it. The iPad is always in their hands. They only like football, no interest in anything else.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.